Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 4, 7 to 9, and 12 to 20, and Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 46. The image that has stayed with me is that of a vineyard entrusted to tenants. The landowner has done the preparation. The vineyard has been planted and protected. A wine press and watchtower have been provided. Everything necessary for fruitfulness is already there. The tenants have been given responsibility for something valuable, but they begin to behave as though it belongs entirely to them. They want the harvest without accountability. They confuse stewardship with ownership and authority with entitlement. When the owner sends servants to receive the fruit, the tenants respond with rejection and violence. Jesus tells this disturbing story while confronting religious leaders who have been entrusted with scripture, worship, teaching, the temple, and the spiritual care of the people. His question is not simply whether they've maintained the institution. His deeper question is, what fruit has their leadership produced? One thing preachers may want to notice is the connection between this parable and the commandments given to Israel at Mount Sinai. The Israelites have escaped slavery, but they're still learning how to live as free people. Freedom from oppression doesn't automatically create a fair or compassionate community. The habits, fears, rivalries, and wounds of Egypt travel with them into the wilderness. The commandments are therefore not arbitrary restrictions imposed by an irritable God. They offer a moral framework for people learning what freedom is for. Many of us were taught the commandments mainly as a list of things we must not do. But beneath those prohibitions is a positive vision of human flourishing. Do not murder means protect life and honour the sacred worth of every person. Do not steal means respect what belongs to others and help build a community in which everyone has enough. Do not bear false witness means speak truthfully, resist gossip, and defend people against lies and unjust accusations. Do not covet means practice gratitude and resist the constant pressure to compare, compete, and consume. The Sabbath command is especially challenging. Sabbath declares that people are more than workers, that creation is more than a resource, and that our worth doesn't depend on endless productivity. In a culture of constant availability, economic anxiety, digital distraction, and overwork, stopping can become an act of spiritual resistance. For worship leaders, this opens up several strong themes. You might invite the congregation to turn the commandments from negative rules into positive commitments. What could protect life, speak truth, share fairly, practice gratitude, and make time for rest look like in your community? You could also develop the image of the earth as God's vineyard. We didn't create the soil, water, forests, oceans, atmosphere, or intricate systems that sustain life. We've received them. In the language of Aotearoa, this calls us towards kaitiakitanga, guardianship and responsible care for what has been entrusted to us and for the generations who will follow. The vineyard can also become an image for the church itself. Our buildings, money, traditions, leadership roles and worship practices don't belong to us absolutely. They've been entrusted to us so that people may flourish. This leads to a searching question. What fruit is our religion producing? Is it producing compassion, justice, truth, courage, hospitality, and shared well-being? Or are we using our energy mainly to protect institutions, preserve control, and defend familiar territory? Jesus' parable is severe, but severity is not its final word. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Violence doesn't have the last word. Rejection doesn't have the last word. God takes what's been cast aside and makes it foundational. Christ becomes the cornerstone of another way of living, one shaped not by possession but generosity, not by domination but service, and not by fear but courageous love. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation to see faith not simply as believing the right things or keeping the right rules, but as learning together to produce good fruit. May our worship grow justice instead of bloodshed, truth instead of manipulation, compassion instead of indifference, and enough for everyone instead of excess for a few. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.